Albany author William Kennedy was honored Wednesday at City Hall on the occasion of his 90th birthday.
I'm Paul Grondahl, the director of the New York State Writers Institute at the University at Albany, and I'm overwhelmed by this great turnout. And they're still coming in. We got to leave room for them to come up and fill in around the stairways if they want. Free and open to the public is what we're all about.
The rotunda was packed to the rafters as City Hall highlighted the life, times, and literary works of William Kennedy, who turned 90 on January 16th. The gathering celebrated the Pulitzer Prize winner's impact on the city. It also marked the 35th anniversary of the New York State Writers Institute, which Kennedy founded. Political and civic leaders offered accolades and proclamations. Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
He is best known as a novelist, but he's also an historian, a journalist, a critic, an essayist, a poet, a philosopher, a screenwriter, a playwright, and a treasured friend and colleague to many. Bill grew up in the city, in North Albany, left it for a while, and then was pulled back by his imagination, and he took it upon himself to become Albany's official fictional biographer. Just as Dublin had James Joyce, Albany has Bill Kennedy.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul first came to Albany as an assembly intern.
But I was given a gift set to welcome me here, and it was your books about Albany. And I still have them on my nightstand.
Senator Neil Breslin was joined by assembly members Pat Fahey and John McDonald, presenting Kennedy with a proclamation, along with a lighthearted nod to the city's Irish community.
I'd like to first indicate that Breslin, Fahey, and McDonald is not the name of an Irish law firm at all. Although it could be.
County Comptroller Mike Connors handed Kennedy proclamations.
Just so you all know, Bill Kennedy is from the center of the universe. The reason for his brilliance is from North Albany and the grandson of Big Tim Carroll. What many people don't realize is that Bill's fictionalized versions of politicians in all his books has really cleaned up what we're really like.
City historian and former assemblyman Jack McEnany hailed Kennedy as
an individual of unbelievable talent and love for his art and love for his community. He has always wanted people to become the best that they possibly can be.
McEnany emphasized that the author's Albany cycle of novels, 8 books covering more than a century of city history, is recognized as having helped establish Albany as a culture center.
But he also reached out and created something lasting more than anybody here, and that's in the Writers Institute. It put Albany on the map.
Kennedy's son, Brendan, produced a video tribute by notable authors and friends, including remarks by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and actor-activist Mark Ruffalo.
Keep your ass warm out there in the Francis Phelan Albany freezing cold, buddy. Keep fighting the good fight.
A dramatic reading from Kennedy's Roscoe by members of the Hudson Valley Writers Guild alludes to Albany's infamous Democratic Party machine.
If they keep their dance halls open 24 hours, tax them twice. If they run a gyp joint, tax them triple. If they send prisoners to our jail, charge them rent at hotel prices. Keep the cops happy and let them have a piece of the pie, a small piece. Never buy anything that you can rent forever. If you pave a street, a 3-cent brick should be worth 30 cents to the city. Pave every street with a church on it.
In his closing remarks, Kennedy said he was immeasurably grateful for all the attention.
2 previous mayors did honor me, and I should mention them. One was Tommy Whalen. I had keys to the city. One from Tommy Whalen, and one from Jerry Jennings. And also, in 2016, Mayor Sheehan herself gave me one, which adds up to 3 keys. Brendan suggested that it might be time for the city to change its locks.
Kennedy mourned his friend, drinking buddy, and former Mayor Whalen, who died before the two could travel to County Cork, Ireland, to teach. He mused about a collaboration with Mayor Erastus Corning on a biography that never got written. In proclaiming his love for the city, Kennedy said one novel led to writing another and another.
For all of them were about Albany, which, as we all know, though I didn't always think so, has a fabulous mercurial history, isn't it? It's a great town. Also a town that's seen enormous trouble. and I decided I loved the place and would never leave it and never write about any place else.
Kennedy and his wife Dana also celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary Wednesday. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.